It's all about Texas with Pratt on Texas.
First of all, good afternoon. Thanks for having me, as always. You know, it's sad, actually, Robert, that this is what Dewhurst's political career is turning out to be.
Yeah.
And that career is, as we saw in the Senate race, not running a campaign on what he would have done as a U.S. senator and a vision, but just personally attacking Ted over and over and over. And then in this race, he's doing the same thing now. He's personally attacking. He's lost the policy argument on border security, on property taxes, on education reform, on campus carry.
Well,
and so this is what he's doing.
Let me ask you about it, Senator, because it's amazing a guy who's been in the press all year for not – he's a very well-off man, not a millionaire, but right. I mean lots of money. And he could write a personal check like he did to his campaign and pay off his Senate campaign vendors. He hasn't even paid off some good businesses who did work for him in that campaign. That's a public record, and yet he's running an attack ad because back in the 1980s when we hit the oil bust, real estate bust, and savings and loan bust that busted everybody in Texas, that your businesses had to file bankruptcy, and he makes a big deal of that. Hasn't he filed a bankruptcy too?
Well, he has, and you know, I've kept my campaign. I'm going to continue to keep it on public policy and not attack. That is record, I think. But the other point that you make is also on record. He still owes $1.3 million to vendors from the U.S. Senate race that he hasn't paid. And look, I failed in the mid '80s. A lot of people went bust. You know, I filed bankruptcy. I gave up everything I owned, everything I had. My creditors took it. And I started all over again, and you know, and it took me 10 years to get on my feet, but we did, and I'm very blessed with that. And the second thing, and I haven't really seen the ad, I've just heard about it, I try to ignore those things,
right?
But there are two statements in the ad that are just false and ridiculous. The first one is, I don't have any tax liens. He's referring something to 35 in the bankruptcy, but all those were paid like within a couple of months. I mean, I scrambled and did what we could when we went broke and paid those. So that's not true. But the ridiculous argument the charge in the ad, Robert, is that I changed my name to hide the bankruptcy. I've been Dan Patrick since 1977. I went bankrupt in 1984. I wrote a book in 2002 called The Second Most Important Book You'll Ever Read, A Challenge to Read the Bible, the most important book, of which I had a chapter about it. I talked about it because I thought it was a good learning episode for people who read the book, and also to see you can rebound from failure.
Right.
And so changing my name had nothing to do with that. He knows that. And so not only is the attack a nasty, dirty attack, it's just that part of it is just a flat-out lie that he is willing. He bought $1 million worth of ads this week, $1 million. In 1 week to attack me statewide.
Well, I think he claims that you changed your name to get out from under all this, and it's just laughable. It may be surprising to a lot of people, but almost half the people you know in broadcasting, their name, their actual legal name is different from their on-air name. You remember Limbaugh talks about when he went by Steve Christie and stuff like that in Pittsburgh. This was something, and I've never understood it, but it's something that was extraordinarily common in broadcasting. It's not as common today, but it was almost required that stations required you to take on a different name and a different personality. And it was just common, and eventually some people, because I know people locally that even their friends know them by their broadcaster name. Some people, and I don't know why you changed yours, but I would guess that something, I don't know. You eventually just say, hell, that's how everybody knows me.
Let me give you the real quick skinny. My legal name was Dan Scott Gove, and when I was a radio disc jockey starting in 68, my first job, I was Dan Scott. I got my first TV job in 77 in Scranton, Pennsylvania. And they had another anchor named Joe Scott. They said, you need to change your name. We don't want two Scotts.
Right, exactly.
Dan Patrick. We picked Dan Patrick. Almost 30 years later, I run for the Senate in 2006. Everyone in Texas and in Houston, where I was on television and radio since 1979, everyone knew me by Dan Patrick. If I had run as Dan Gove, no one would have had a clue. So I legally changed it to the name that everybody knew me as. And on the form, when you change your name, Robert, by the way, you have to give the judge the reason. And I was honest. I put down, this was back in 2003 or 2004, that if I ran for political office, you know, that's the reason.
Right.
Because I was thinking about running in 2004, but I didn't. I just decided not to run. But that's the reason, because that's who people knew me by. It had nothing to do with the bankruptcy. In fact, again, I wrote a book and I talked about the bankruptcy in 2002, and I actually kept my last name as my middle name, Dan Goldpatrick. I just brought my middle name.
Well,
for
people who don't know, this is extraordinarily common in broadcasting. I am Robert Pratt. I've always been Robert Pratt, but I had a career and well known before, you know, before I was in broadcasting. But one of the big surprises to me is people I've known for 20 and 30 years actually have their legal name is different than the one everybody, including their friends, know them by. So I just thought that was pretty low. I think it's pretty lowbrow on the the Dewhurst campaign.
It tells you how desperate he is to hold on to power after 12 years, and 72% of the people voted for someone other than him, and he's just trying to convince people that he's still the guy, and he hasn't been able to, so this is what he's resorted to, and he has the money to do it. You know, I, by the way, the last kind of part of that story of the name change, you know what, and I've told this story for months on the campaign trail. When it comes up, people ask me a question, then people kind of laugh and say, oh, that makes sense. I tell folks, I said, you know, if, and a lot of people in your audience will know this instantly, but not a lot will not. I said, you know, there was a guy that the Republicans really wanted to consider running for office back in the 50s, and his name was Marion Morrison. And had Marion Morrison ran for office, no one would have known who Marion Morrison was, because that was John Wayne's legal name. He never actually changed his name legally to John Wayne. Charlton Heston's the same way. And so if John Wayne had run for president, of course he would have run as John Wayne, not as Marion Morrison. And he decided not to run. So anyway,
We've talked about the Dewhurst ad. We need to talk about the immigration debate. We're going to have to fire the break off. Hold on, Senator Patrick. We'll be back on the other side.